OMF. We return to more of Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier on Sports Radio WEEI.
Since this is his second, he should be suspended indefinitely until they see where this guy's head is, do a thorough investigation, talk to ex-employees to find out how deep-rooted this is. The NFL should go as far as possible and to dig into Bill Belichick and what he's done, talk to as many people, Chris, as possible, because you can't have cheating in a professional, in any sport, where everybody else has to play by one set of rules and you're cheating.
I want to apologize because I said leading into this interview with Rob Parker that Rob had said that the Patriots shouldn't be allowed to be in the playoffs. That was... who was that?
Mark Madden,
in Pittsburgh. Another one of those trolls, another knucklehead. You just heard what Rob said. He said that Belichick should be gone or whatever. But it's always good to have Rob Parker join us here on the program here in Boston from Fox and FS1. How you doing? You doing all right?
Good. I'm doing great, man. My favorite show in Boston. How you guys
listen,
doing? Happy holidays.
Of course he's doing well. Listen, I gave strict orders not to allow Rob come on the show
this week.
I did.
No.
I swear to God. Well,
no.
At least I told Rob he wasn't coming on.
Yeah, he pushed to get him on.
Somehow he pushed and fought his way onto the show so he could gloat. Go ahead and gloat, Rob.
Me gloat? You know me. I'm not that kind of a guy. I'm just your humble sports writer.
Please.
Talks on the radio and television.
Rob, that's please. It. Maybe Broussard is, but not
so Rob,
you.
Let me ask you the question, okay? Do you believe Belichick when he says he separates it? This is not a football operation. This was a craft production, and he has nothing to do with it, nor would his eyes ever see a tape.
I don't know, to be honest. I wish I could just say no, but knowing what's going on there and the other issues that they've had, especially with the Spygate, the first one, and the whole notion that they told the people, hey, if you get busted or somebody says something, say you're doing a TV show. So they gave people a built-in excuse. So I really don't know. And I think that's where the whole legacy issue about Bill Belichick and the Patriots, and people can poo-poo it all they want. There are a lot of people in NFL America who will never, ever, ever give them their due, give them all their due for the winning and the championships and the Super Bowls, because they'll always wonder how much of it was real and he was a genius and how much of it was that they somehow cheated and cheated the system. And I think that's the bad part about it.
I think we've made progress. He said, I don't know. Normally he says guilty.
Normally you just say guilty.
Forget about
I'm
it. No
honest.
Trial, guilty. I like it. At least you
don't. I don't
progress.
Know, but I got to go by past history. I have to take that into consideration, to be fair.
Okay, let's be fair then.
They've had an incident.
No, they've had incidents. We get it. We understand it. And they're going to be tainted with this. And they violated the rules, even though it was a TV crew. It wasn't involved with football operations. But you're right. They violated a rule. And I think they have to come down hard on the New England Patriots. But if the league comes out and after the investigation says that the Patriots are telling the truth, this was a TV production, it had nothing to do with football operations, will you sit there and say, okay, I believe them, or will you think that they're hiding something and continue this ridiculous charade?
I would think that I can't buy into the idea that there was nothing to this.
So you're not going to believe the investigation? Whatever they say, you're not going to believe it?
Well, I wish they would have shown me the tapes from the original Spygate and not destroyed them. And I think Roger Goodell made a huge mistake in that. Had we seen them for ourselves, maybe I could have taken a look at it and said, I don't see that much here. And I think there's always a bit of that. I know that Goodell and Robert Kraft are friends. They have a relationship. Am I wrong with that or not?
He has a relationship with a lot of owners in that league.
Yeah, I think they go on vacation together. There's a relationship.
Vacation together? What?
Where did you hear that?
They double date.
I thought they said they had vacation. No, they don't
want
vacation
about?
Together.
Yeah, they're on vacation down in Texas this week, I think.
So, Rob, realistically, listen, I don't think there's anything to it, but based on the history and the reputation that follows them, they kind of stepped in it by accident. And because of that, they're kind of forced to deal with the consequences, right? And the stigma that is attached to them even more so than before. So now comes the penalty part. They've already kind of admitted it, that they did something wrong, whether it was craft sports or not. Now here comes the punishment. So realistically, don't use your biased hat. Use your unbiased hat. Please. Because we all have our opinions too, and we're all giving them some sort of fine or suspension. What do you think is going to happen, or what do you think is appropriate?
I think because they're a repeat offender, and whether or not it's still the organization, and if you're going to give the coach has to oversee anything, and if you're going to go by the Sean Payton bounty gate, if you don't know, you should know, right? Because it was about Greg Williams, and it wasn't supposedly as much about Sean Payton knowing, but he's supposed to oversee the entire operation. That has to go through his desk. He has to rubber stamp it. Yes, they're going to tape something in Cincinnati or the Bengals game. Bill Belichick is supposed to know everything that happens. He could have said, hey, you know what? This doesn't sound like a good idea. We're about to play the Bengals. Maybe we shouldn't be there, or we need to be careful or something. So I think Bill Belichick has to be implicated in some way. And I think maybe a suspension and a fine. How's that?
But you think he should be suspended right now before they finish the investigation?
You're as wacky as ever, man. You are.
No, I'm not saying right now. Do the investigation. Yeah. But I'm saying he has priors. He has priors. When you violate probation, what happens? Right?
Yeah.
They violated probation. They did.
Well, what if your buddy violates probation? Did you?
No, you didn't, but you're attached to it because you're the head coach. Here's the other thing. Just help me out, and you guys know more than me, okay?
It's
Name
obvious.
Me another team that's had a problem with this or has been caught up. They say, oh, everybody in the NFL does it. Okay, everybody does it. Please give me the other team that was fine, where the coach was fined $500,000 and they got picks taken away.
Okay.
Well,
let's look at this incident. Has this happened before, where a TV crew, separate of the football operation, doing additional content, a feature on somebody? And by the way, the Kraft Productions is separate from the football team. It's not like Belichick loves going and spending time with Kraft Productions and doing anything. But is it possible that another team has done this before and done profiles to extend their content on their brand, and that nobody's given a rat's ass? Tampa Bay probably has done it. Nobody's given a rat's ass. This is the Patriots, and it's a little bit different. They were doing it on an advanced scout, so you had Cincinnati there. I don't blame Cincinnati Bengals for being pissed off, but is it possible that this has happened before, Rob? But nobody cared.
Sure, it's possible.
Nobody cared.
It's possible. But here's my only thing. If this is exactly the way you laid it out, there should be no investigation. There should be nothing from the NFL. They should
know
what happened.
Oh, no, I agree. I think people like you are the problem for the NFL.
Oh,
because I do.
Look at that.
I'm going to blame it on you. Because I think
blame it on me.
Yes. Yes. I'm blaming it on you and others out there. So what happens is, you're right, the National Football League is a business. They have 32 different cities out there, and you know they don't give a rat's ass about one of the 32. They collectively, they care about all of the 32. In this case, most of the country, and you said it when you first started this interview, that the National Football League audience across the country wants them to come down hard on New England. And that's what the commissioner's going to do. Not necessarily because they deserve it. They deserve something because they broke the rule. But because it'll play to Rob Parker and all of the national people across the country. Not just you guys in the media, but the fans. So you're setting the tone. Roger's just a business guy. He's just a marketing guy.
Yeah, but I hear that point. But if there's really nothing to this, and if everybody knows, hey, this is standard procedure, and there's nothing here to see, then that's what the commissioner should say.
You already said this. No. You already answered me when I said that to you. If that's what he does, you said it won't make a difference. You're still not going to believe them.
No, in the minds of a lot of people, just because of their history, all I'm saying is long term, it's going to have an effect on the way people look at the Patriots. And that's all. They'll you know what?
No
it
doubt.
It could have been a minor incident, but
we agree.
It's going to be one that stings. It's going to leave a mark. How's that? That's probably the best way to say it.
So, Rob, I wanted to ask you about Tom Brady, because I'm sure, like us, I don't know if you're paying attention, but I don't know if you see all the videos out there of wide receivers in areas they shouldn't be, the miscommunication. pointing those sort of things out, maybe the inexperience of the wide receivers, the offensive line, when you're evaluating Tom Brady's play this year?
Oh, you see all that, but you know what? But. The narrative has always been that Tom Brady did more with less than anybody in the history of the National Football League. You could get a guy who's working at 7-Eleven, throw a Patriots jersey on him, and Tom Brady will make him a star. Now, all of a sudden, everybody's talking about Tom Brady doesn't have this, Tom Brady doesn't have that. Oh, that's unfair to blame it on Tom Brady. You can't have it both ways. Which one is it? Does he make something out of nothing, or does Tom Brady need talent around him? And maybe it's not as much as Tom Brady as it was Gronkowski and some of these other guys who were able to catch the football for him. So
Christian Fourier,
that would
people
be
like
my
that.
Issue. Yeah. Yeah, you know what I mean? You need Christian.
Could be Christian. I always said that.
You can play now.
Yeah, I thought Brady got hurt. I think I should, actually. I think I could, you know, from the 5 yard in, I think I could be a legitimate red zone threat because they need it. To me, it was, this is quite honestly one of the worst offensive teams I think I've ever witnessed with this team. I've been around since from the beginning. So, and I just, I've said they're terrible. They've been terrible and they're not going to get any better. So, how it ends, I don't know. It's going to depend on if someone from Baltimore gets hurt or KC slows down or the defense or special team scores all the points for them.
Hey, you know what? Before the season started, I made a bet with Skip Bayless on Undisputed. This is before the season. I said the Patriots will not reach the AFC championship game. I'm looking pretty damn good, and I want you guys to have me back on.
Please. We had you on. How did they do last year?
You are looking good, but you probably said that each of the last, what, six, oh, 9 years?
Said it to us last year.
Yeah. Been there,
last
what,
year you
straight?
Said that to us.
Said it every year, though.
Hey, what are you?
Are you guys coming to the Super Bowl this year just because?
Yes, just, okay. Just to chase you down, yes. Oh. And we did it last year, and we told you they were going to win. And you said, no, I'll do something. I'll quit the business or whatever if they win again. I forget what you said. So I want to ask you this because I'm taking a poll today. You mentioned earlier that they should show the video, that they destroyed the video. That's a good point. They destroyed the video the first time around. Probably didn't help them out, all right? So right. You said they should show the video right now. What would you, if you were to see that video, what do you think would be on that video that would prove to you that Belichick was involved and they're guilty of spying on the other team?
Here's the other part, okay? Because you would say, well, what do they need help to beat the Bengals? They're 1-12. They're terrible. But when they had Spygate, it was against the Jets who were 4-11. Here's the other part. Belichick, it might not be about today, this game, or now. They have a new coach.
So what are they going to steal?
Bill Belichick.
By the way, the same coach, that was running part of the offense last year for the Los Angeles Rams. I think, if I remember correctly, they shut them down 13-3. I forget the score. You can look that up. But that's beside the point. Tell me what you would see on there. What you would see?
I don't know, because you got to ask the NFL why if you don't see anything, why do they ban?
So you don't know what you're going to see or what you're not going to see.
No,
league is the one. Yeah. I'm just talking about. I got to go by what the league rules. These aren't Rob Parker.
You already told me that you weren't going to listen to the league. You already said it's irrelevant what the league says.
I'll take a listen to it and I'll see how legit it is. Now, if they throw Bill Belichick out the league for some time, then maybe I'll think, okay, Roger Goodell is serious about
this. You know, but you have no,
see how serious
see,
he
see
is.
But this is what I mean. You have no answer for it, because I've heard people say, "Well, you're going to see signals from the sideline." You do realize there's a green dot now in the back of the helmet for both the quarterback and a defensive player.
But we agree with you, though. I mean, it's still against the rules.
It's against
you
the rules.
Benefit. I get it.
Absolutely.
But what if they showed, I don't know, 15 minutes of the coaching staff giving signs? Like, and would that, you sit there and say, uh-oh, or would that just look at it and say, well, they had to tape it for 15 minutes because they were doing B-roll for what the scout does?
I guess I would have to really take a look at it. I'm not going to sit here and act like I know exactly what's on it or why it's such against the rules. And you can do it kind of, you know, as long as you're not recording them and you're doing it by eyesight, and if you can find something. You know, I'm not saying this is the Houston Astros and they got video cameras and banging garbage cans and blowing whistles, but if there must be an advantage to it. Otherwise, there wouldn't be a rule. It's the same thing with Deflategate. If it didn't matter what the ball felt like, then they wouldn't have a rule in place. There's obviously a reason that they have that. It's the same way when you go back. You might not like the rule, but don't they also have what you're – Christian, you know this, where your socks are supposed to be, your pants are supposed to be.
Yeah, sideline coach, the sideline police.
Yeah.
Sideline police.
Am I right? There's all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, I think we agree with the rules. You break the rule, you pay the penalty. The question I would have, though, is Bill Belichick still a Hall of Fame coach in your mind?
I would stand up, especially if he's found guilty to be involved in this. I would stand up and if I had a vote, I vote for the Baseball Hall of Fame, not pro football. But I would make the case that there's no way, no how, he should be a first ballot. And you'd have to argue the case, especially if he was busted again for cheating.
Do you vote for Barry Bonds?
Of course I do.
But he cheated.
Did he? Show me. Okay, we're talking about.
Come on, you got to be kidding me. Did you just say this?
Do you vote for Roger Clemens?
Yes, I do. Do you have a positive test? I'm asking you. Do you have a positive test?
Come on.
You're a walking hypocrite.
Listen, I'd vote for both of them, too. I would vote for both of them, too.
Didn't Pudge and Piazza make the Hall of Fame?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, he's talking about your vote.
I'm talking about your vote. You.
I'm telling you.
You would look at this and say, yo, Belichick cheated, so you couldn't vote for him, but you vote for those guys, which I'm fine with because I would, too, but that's inconsistent.
There's the difference. Here's the difference, okay? It's about rules. When those guys juiced or whatever they used was baseball testing for juice. No, they were not.
No.
The reason I don't vote
was it
for
illegal?
Manny, and the re- No, it wasn't. No, it was not. I'm talking about as far as baseball went. And it wasn't. It wasn't a banned substance. And not only that, those guys never tested positive. Mm. We could sit here all day and say, oh, well, it's obvious that they were doing this, but they were never busted.
Well, Bonds admitted it. He said he used the clear and cream and the cream, but he just didn't know what it was at the time. But he admitted that he used it, right?
I got it.
Under oath. Under oath.
And here's the other part that, right. that I think is wrong is we for some reason, people who have benefited from it, and I'm talking about the organizations, the teams, and the managers, we put Tony La Russa and Joe Torre and all these guys in the Hall of Fame. Who benefited from, apparently from these guys
right.
who were juiced up, but it doesn't taint them. Yeah. It doesn't taint.
How about the commissioner at the time as well? But that's a whole nother.
That's a whole nother story. A slight contradiction to what you're saying with Belichick versus those guys, but we'll let it go. Rob's got a brand new book out. You can get it on Amazon. It's called "If I'm Writing, I'm Ripping the New England Patriots."
It's not the Patriots. It's just in general.
What? Oh, I'm sorry. If I'm writing, I'm ripping is the name of the title of the book, right? I apologize. Jesus, I didn't see that. I thought it said New England Patriots. Maybe it's what I'm hearing from you at all times. By the way, I just want to refresh your memory because you're sitting there playing this little stupid game with us again and say, if the Patriots don't win the AFC Championship, I'll do this, I'll do that. This is what you told us last year at the Super Bowl. If the Patriots didn't win the Super Bowl, which they did, this is what you told us you were going to do.
What if they do win?
I think I'm moving to Mexico. Do they have a job down there on...
Well, if you like soccer, you could be a sports radio host.
I'll be a sports guy down there. Me and Chris Broussard will move our radio show to Mexico.
All right.
I thought he told us Antarctica.
No. Was it Antarctica?
I'm going to Antarctica.
So listen, enjoy Mexico. Hopefully we'll see you down in Miami for some more foolishness. All right?
Absolutely, guys. Always a pleasure. All right. I will see you in Miami for sure.
You got it.
Right. Remember, right, it won't make the AFC.
Shut up. Goodbye. You're done. Go buy his book. If I'm writing, I'm ripping New England or whatever. Rob Parker on the Harbor One Bank Hotline.